First up was the bylaws notification requirement. So I know everybody's ready to go to bat on that one, right?
Yeah. Okay. So there are two that are ready, unless Bill, I don't know if yours are ready yet.
Oh, I anticipate a bevy.
Okay. So I can only address the two that we have. Bill, you don't have yours yet, or you do?
I don't have six people to sign on for them right now.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead and do the notice.
Then we'll just do the R2.
And I have a motion that would cover all of that.
I have one. Oh. I have six members.
So why don't we just take this in order, please? We'll go from Lydia and
okay, that's fine.
Ken and Bill. Okay.
So my motion is to set a notice date for proposed bylaws amendment. Whereas nine directors of the Pacifica National Board have proposed an amendment to Article 6, Section 1 of the Pacifica Bylaws, be it resolved that we, the nine proposing directors, move that the Pacifica National Board set October 2nd as the notice date for the proposed amendment to Article 6, Section 1 of the Pacifica Bylaws. So if I may motivate, that's, we changed it given what Bill said, that I had noted 61 days, so this will make it the 60 days required in the bylaws, and that way the announced meeting for December the 1st that's already on our calendar called for by multiple directors is allows us to comply with the bylaws and still allows for the five LSBs to meet to vote on the bylaws amendment. And then the other one, Afia has.
Thank you, Lydia. Afia, do you have the other?
I'm sorry. Point of information. Did you mention what the motion, the amendment was?
Yeah.
Or just the request?
No, I'm just the title.
Oh, you did mention the title?
Just I said what the amendment was to, which is what we're required to mention and notice.
Okay,
yes,
very
It's point to Article 6, Section 1 of the bylaws.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Teresa?
Point of information. Lydia, do you see a copy of that? Is that in our book?
It is. I changed the wording a bit, so I have some copies here, and the only thing that needs to be changed is what Bill called our attention to change from October 1st to October 2nd.
Has it changed substantially in other regards as well?
No.
Okay. So, and then it would be in your agenda. Ken, are you ready to give your notice of what section, et cetera?
Or? Yeah, I'm proposing a motion to set a notice date for proposed bylaws amendment, and, of course, for October 2nd.
Such a popular day, right on.
Yeah, and so whereas six directors of the Pacifica National Board have proposed an amendment to Article 4, Section 9 of the Pacifica Bylaws, be it resolved that we, the six proposing directors, move that the Pacifica National Board set October 2nd, 2011 as the notice date for the proposed amendment to Article 4, Section 9 of the Pacifica Bylaws.
Thank you, Ken. One more.
And I have copies if anybody wants. I'll just distribute it to the board, but I don't have an address. Is there an address?
Just send it to the regular PNB address, right?
I've got this computer, so is it PNB at Pacifica.org?
Why don't you give it out on the stream? I know. I know it is. That's why we get all that spam.
Oh, I know.
Bill, are you ready, or should I go to Alex?
Yeah, go ahead. I sent a motion this morning. I didn't get it back. I don't know if it's gone through the server or not, but this would carry over for all of them. I can read my motion, and I emailed it to it again. Motion to set notice date for proposed bylaws amendment. Whereas nine directors of the Pacifica National Board have proposed an amendment to Article 6, Section 1 of the Pacifica Bylaws, and whereas additional proposed amendments may be forthcoming, and whereas a special PNB meeting has been scheduled for December 1st, 2001. Well, no, the meeting, the December 1st, has been scheduled. And be it resolved that the PNB sets October 2nd, and I'll change it to what Lydia just said, as the notice date for proposed amendments, plural, to the bylaws to be considered at the December 1st, 2001 special meeting. And then on the proposed notice date, which would be October 2nd, the following bylaws amendments, the proposed bylaws amendments shall be posted on the Foundation's website and shall be distributed to the chair of each local station board with the following information. In order for any of the bylaws amendments to be adopted, the Pacifica National Board and delegates of at least three of the Foundation radio stations must approve it by a majority vote within the same calendar month. Therefore, if any of the proposed amendments are approved by a majority of all directors on the Pacifica National Board at the December 1st meeting, the delegates of all five stations shall meet in December 2011 to vote on the proposed amendments. The Foundation's radio station shall begin broadcasting an announcement twice a day, each day until the December 1st meeting. The above provisions are in accordance with Article 17 of the Pacifica bylaws, which specifies the current procedures for amendments. So I think to take care of any of them that to get the required six directors to sign on, you know, within the next week.
Yes, go ahead.
What, you said it was Article 17. What section that you're amending?
I'm not amending. This is just a motion to set the process, to get the process started. It's essentially what Lydia was saying. It would accommodate additional amendments and provide that the proper notice be given in accordance with the bylaws.
I don't know that it's necessary to make a motion on that, Bill.
Well, we need to set the date, and it needs to accommodate any amendments.
One moment, please. I had Alex, and then I'll go back to Lydia. No, it's okay. Thank you.
Okay,
just one second then. Let me deal with this first. Is there actually a motion in here, or is this just sending directives of what already exists? I see.
The
so
motion is
so
to set the date and post the proposed bylaws amendments on the website with this notice that I read.
Okay. Is there any objection to this? Hold on, Alex. I'll come to you in a minute. Hold on. Lydia, what?
The appropriate process is, and the reason when we developed the bylaws for those of us that were present at that time, was that the reason that the Pacifica National Board votes is to make sure that the six directors have signed on. I totally am supportive of having those additional amendments on there, and that since we're all here, may I ask that he get those six directors on there. Otherwise, I don't think it qualifies for that any amendment qualifies for notice until they have the six directors to put forward an amendment. So, and we're all here. I can't imagine you wouldn't be able. Afia did it in 5 minutes for the other amendment on the standing committees. So that would be my only objection, because here's the issue, is that if we're going to do these all together, I don't want anything to, in terms of crossing our T's and dotting our I's, if someone raises the issue, this was not properly noticed because you didn't have the six directors at the time that the PNB voted for the notice, that we run into issues. So I am asking that we separate this notice vote, and any of the amendments that qualify right now before today's vote that have the six directors sponsoring, and today I'm perfectly happy to have the other two. I'm happy to sign on to those if you want to count me as one of the six. I just want to make sure that we dot our I's and cross our T's. Also, the other issue is because we cannot expect the stations to have a cart running and to have these things put up on the website if on October 1st we come up with our final language. So, you know, we need to move on this today.
Thank you, Lydia. Alex, I have Alex, Tracy, and Carolyn. Can you give him a microphone, please, someone? Thank you.
First of all, just as a point of information, what notice vote? There is no vote for a notice. You make a notice, and that's it. Well, if you're going to cite the bylaws, tell me where in the bylaws it says you vote for a notice.
Go ahead. Read.
The bylaws say the PNB has to set the date.
Okay, there is no vote for a notice.
Yes, so you have to set the date. You have to vote. How else? We don't have another mechanism other than a vote.
Setting the date is not voting on a notice. Sorry. Okay, I have an amendment to propose, and I do not yet have six directors signed up, but I'd like to just notice it and.
You can't notice it unless there's six directors. He's just trying to. I think we're getting totally into the weeds here. Let me just speak for 1 second. Okay, we have proposed bylaws amendments that, in fact, do have the requisite number of directors. A date is being set to accommodate those amendments.
You do not have to get a vote to add yet more proposed amendments. You simply have to get the directors to sign on. Once we approve those amendments, which are before us, I mean the notice date for those amendments, which are before us, a date will be set. Ergo, the rest of the proposed amendments simply need to get the correct requisite number of directors and have it noticed by that date. A date's being selected, so I don't think that we need to spend time on things that don't yet have the number of directors because we're setting a date right now. Tracy. Carolyn. So, Tracy first. Please.
The requirement is to have the six directors in place by the notice date. What we're doing is setting the notice date. Any director can put out a bylaws amendment. They don't have the requisite six directors signed on by the notice date. It won't be noticed. There's no need to divide anything.
Right.
We just need to set a notice date. The objection should be based on, I don't like that date. It's not a question of having different notice dates or different standards for different bylaws amendments.
Thank you, Tracy. And we don't get to not like that date either because that's the next date that's available for when we meet to accommodate the 60 days notice and still get voted on in the same month during this term. So thank you. It's almost all a moot point. We are spending time discussing something which should simply occur. Carolyn.
I just need some clarity on this. I liked Bill's motion because it allows... the wording allows for more than one notice. Do I misunderstand that?
Yeah, it's unnecessary, frankly, because once a date is set, any bylaws amendment that occurs in the next week, you get six people to sign on later today, and you say, we've set a date, or tomorrow. You know, by tomorrow, you've got your six people signed on, then you ship it around to everyone, and it goes up with notice. I mean, it's...
Is that Lydia's interpretation, too?
Well, my only concern is that you're talking about getting the notices to the GMs. Otherwise, I mean, I've already covered myself. I've announced it. Okay, I've announced the bylaws amendment that I'm working on and the six directors. I'm as public as you can be, so I'm good. But the GMs, somebody's going to have to notify them. Who is the one that says, oh, the PMB certified that I have these six directors or whatever. Whatever mechanism, I don't care that you use. I'm just saying, from the perspective of notifying on the Pacifica website and to all five GMs to run the two cards, who's going to direct them? Only the executive director can do so. What is she directing them to do? At what point? So you guys figure that out because I think you've created kind of a confused mess, but I'm fine. I'm covered.
May I continue then? I have a follow-up.
Carolyn and then Teresa.
Given that hesitation, then I would move to amend that motion by adopting Bill's motion. Bill's amendment, rather. I'm sorry.
It's not even an amendment. It's a separate motion. We can set a date.
I don't have a problem with Lydia's. I just think mine's more general. We can do both of them, but we're working on two little details.
Yeah, let's not waste time.
Yeah, I mean, if there is no objection, it's simply the notice requirements can be adhered to simply by getting those amendments with the six directors in a timely fashion. And yeah. I understand if they don't get them in.
I'm not objecting. I'm just saying I think that this one, and did Ophia read the title of the standing committee? Okay, just that those two can be clearly articulated right now, and then we're covered.
Well,
and then you guys can do whatever, and I'm not going to object to it.
One moment. I've got Teresa and then you. And I think perhaps because I loathe when we waste time on things that don't... we can vote on both. I mean, we can set the date, and we can also pass Bill's motion to give extra coverage to the issue, and that's fine with me. Teresa?
If we're going to have somebody in charge of... I mean, she said... She said, who's going to make sure that the ED knows to direct the GMs? Would the coordinating committee do that? I don't know.
I suspect, like many things, it falls to myself and to the secretary as probably duties to transmit this information to the executive director to transmit it to the managers. I suspect that's the chain of command.
And a point of information, I've already contacted the general managers and the LSB chairs, most of the
Thank you, Lydia. Nia?
Yeah, I was going to ask the second part of Teresa's question, that who is going to, are those, are
she there?
No, she's not even there.
There she is.
She's over there.
Getting some tea.
Who's going to contact her? And the other one, knowing how unwieldy we can get, I think we should read the names of the people for Lydia's too who noticed it so that it can be clear that they were properly noticed.
Thank you. And I mean, and clearly, from my perspective, I'd prefer everybody had their stuff in today because it would make life easier to get the stuff noticed, or by tomorrow at the end of the meeting so that while we're all here, it could simply get distributed. But that's not what's required by the bylaws. Kimberly?
And also, with any sign-ups on any documentation that includes people's names, that those names are publicly notified to the board, that we know who we are because we went through it in Houston with names signed on to documents and people put on to amendments and policies and committees and la, 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 la.
Thank you, Kimberly. Lydia, would you please read who your nine sponsors are?
The nine directors are Teresa Allen from KPFT, Rodrigo Argueta from KPFK, Nia Beriaco from WBAI, Lydia Brizon, KPFK, Campbell Johnson, WPFW, Laura Privis, KPFA, Marcel Reed, WPFW, Dan Siegel, KPFA, and Andrea Turner, KPFA. And that was
for
nine? The amendment. Yeah, Article 6, Section 1.
Okay. Thank you.
Nine. Yeah, it's nine.
Okay. Thank you. Afia, do you have your amendment? So there's nothing to object to. You've noticed it. Moving on. Next one, please.
The next?
No, Afia's next, and then you can, and then we'll deal with Bill's motion, and then we'll move on to the next topic. Thank you. Afia?
The next one is the notice of motion to redesignate a standing committee.
Yeah, what section of the bylaws that you're proposing to amend, please?
What is the section? It's Article what?
Do you want to have Ken read his and move back?
Yeah, then come back.
All right, we'll come.
Article 8.
Do you have an Article 8?
Sorry, thank you. Oh, Kimberly's reminding me. I think is it Article 8, Section 2?
Okay.
Article 8, other committees of the Board of Directors. Composition of Board Committees, that's Section 2.
Article 8, Section 2.
Section 3, Standing Committees, sorry. And could you read the six names, please?
Please go ahead and read it with the... not the whole thing, just the section. Just start at the top with the sections. Thank you. Article 8, Section 3, so it's clear. And then the six names, please. Thank you.
I'm not sure I'm understanding the example, but the revised language would then would apply to Article 8, Section 3 of the current bylaws, a notice of motion to redesignate a standing committee, signed by Lydia Brizon of KPFK, Ifia Wangaza, WMXP, Kathy Davis, WBAI, Jessica Apollinar, KPFT, Kimri S. Orendoff, WPFW, and Dan Siegel at KPFA.
Thank you. Ken Aaron? Could you please go ahead and notice
the
motion?
I'm just going to read the names of the directors who agreed to...
Can we have the section you're amending first,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, the section being amended is, just to make sure I read it right, Article 4, Section 9 of the Pacifica Bylaws. And that's Ken Aaron, KPFK, Bill Crozier, WPFW, Bruce Wolf, WPFW, Alex Steinberg, WBAI, Carol Burden, WBAI, Summer East, KPFK, and anybody else who wants to raise their hand right now.
I have a point of information.
I'd like a point. Pardon me. A correction. Bill Crozier is T.
Oh, I'm sorry. KPFT. I apologize.
Thank
Bill.
You. And it's Carolyn, not Carol.
Yeah,
thank
Carolyn. You. I read it wrong. Carolyn Burden, right.
Thank you. Okay. Duly noticed. And Ms. Beriaco, yes?
Is it the removal of delegates? Is that the one that...
I've distributed the proposed amendment.
No, I just want to make sure we have the correct section. That's the one, right?
Ken?
The delegates? What was the title of what article it was and the name?
Oh, the name, name of
the
it is removal of delegates. That's the name of the section.
So you've got the article, the section, and the name, so we're good.
Removal of delegates.
Okay. Yes, Lydia?
Just a question, just to make sure it qualifies, because I don't have a... I don't have the email here, so without the hard copy. It's not a section that requires a membership vote, right? It's
no.
Okay.
No, it's not an election thing. No.
Thank you. Okay. Is there anyone else who has actual language with the sections, et cetera, that they want to, that they already have their six signers for, that an amendment they want to put forward? Okay. And since there are none, Bill has... read his motion. It's to, would you like to reread the pertinent portion, not the part that says all the different tasks that the people will undertake, but the part at the top that just specifies that, and see if there's any objection? Thank you.
Be it resolved that the PNB sets October 2nd, 2011 as the notice date for proposed amendments, plural, to the bylaws to be considered at the December 1st, 2001 special meeting, and then on the proposed notice date, we give the notice that I mentioned earlier that's prescribed in the bylaws.
I'm sorry, say again what the notice date is going to be.
It'd be October 2nd. It's what Lydia said. It's 60 days before the December 1st date that we would have our special meeting.
So is there any objection to that? And hearing none. Thank you, Madam Secretary.
Information.
I'm sorry. I did not officially get a second.
I second Bill's motion.
Thank you. Now, is there any objection to that? Okay. Housekeeping. Go ahead.
I'm just a point of information. Did we get passed without objection on the other three motions? Lydia's mine.
There's nothing to object to. It's a notice date. I mean.
One day.
So Bill's was the only motion.
Because it's not notice. His does not have specificity as to what section of the bylaws is being amended, and it doesn't have directives.
So
it's
covering. No,
it's a blanket. It's a blanket motion for, yeah. So that's the only reason I've got a vote on that, is because it's not dealing with something already encompassed.
I got it.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, everyone. All right. So we've gotten through that portion of the agenda. Excellent.